Well, the size of the cost can be measured in a number of ways. The first one is, let's look at the drop in the size of the Syrian economy. Syria's GDP was around $60 billion in 2010. It now stands at around $33 billion. This is a dramatic drop in just 3 years. In addition to that, the total loss, the opportunity cost of this conflict to the GDP, the total accumulated loss is around $70 billion in GDP alone. And there is around $63 billion loss in the capital stock, in the destruction of the capital stock of the Syrian economy, which are the productive assets that could be used later for relaunching economic activities. So that in itself is a dramatic loss by any standards. In addition, of course, we look at issues like the foreign currency reserves, which lost, at our estimate, almost 67% of its pre-conflict level. We look at issues of the balance of payment and the dramatic increase in deficit, in public debt, in budget deficit, in the balance of payment of the country. Most importantly, poverty levels that increased from around 12% to almost 45% of Syrians living under the lower poverty line, and unemployment increasing from around 8.3% to almost 50% now, and it's still increasing. So the loss is tremendous by any standards, whether regional or international.
What are the effects of the conflict on the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals in Syria?
Syria, before the conflict, was one of the few Arab countries that overachieved in MDGs, and not only in few of the MDGs, but actually across the 8 goals. Today, Syria is only better to Somalia in the attainment of the MDGs. So in just 3 years, the country lost more than 3 decades in human development. And as I said, if you look at numbers regarding poverty or school enrollment or dropouts or health indicators in the MDGs or Goal 8 regarding the international cooperation and the fiscal situation of the country, there is a dramatic decrease and deterioration to the point that we can say, unfortunately, with confidence, that it has become impossible for Syria to attain any of the MDGs by 2015. The dramatic loss is that Syria lost the opportunity, that opportunity that was so close to achieving the MDGs and moving into a higher level of human development by 2015.